I would like to share my experiences with a smart plug I have purchased off Amazon. Atree ET31 smart plug with energy monitoring 13A BK7238T1. Note: loads of editing and moving parts here and there, so things might not be exactly spot on. If anything appears nonsensical, you will have to trust that it made sense before I cut-pasted the paragraph higher lower. Or not. It plugs into a mains UK socket, using the pins to the left in the picture below, then allows plugging in another device into the opposite end, to the right of the picture above. You may then switch power off to the tethered device using the relay switch to the left side of the plug, as seen after plugging in. Also, after registering the device in the Smart Life app, Smart Life, Smart Living, by Volcano Technologies Limited on Play Store, you may connect the device to your account to trigger it remotely on demand, or on a timer or other events, and to monitor power usage. You may then also connect the Smart Life account to your Home Assistant instance for further integration. It works all right, just don't enjoy having to register them through another app. I knew this before purchasing, but have purchased it in hopes of being compatible with OBK, which I found it was, only after cracking it open. I have purchased it off here. I think I have paid some £30 for a pack of four. Looks like it's cheaper now, £23.74. It appears to be solvent weld shut, so I could not open it without marring it, exploring less destructive ways of flashing. Once open, I could see a main board onto which another board was attached, perpendicular to it. Let's call it mini PCB. However, to access the pins, the board had to be taken out of the case. After warming up and reshaping the plastic rivets out of the way, circled green below, I started by applying heat heavily to the N and L pads, circled red. After many attempts with a desoldering pump and copper braid, I have managed to wick out the solder from around the two joints, and was able to lift the main PCB out. Some of the pin names were partially showing where the main and mini PCBs met. However, the rest of the pins were on the opposite side, covered by a shield, which had to come off the mini PCB. I was able to identify the following pins on the inner side of the vertical board, starting closest to the button, ending closest to the top: 3V3, GND, RX1, TX1, P9, P24. With the shield removed, I could identify the pins on the outer face of the vertical board: CEN, opposite of P24, ADC, P8, P6, P26, opposite of 3V3. To make my life easier, I have strapped the main PCB to a breadboard with rubber bands, then soldered some DuPont male-to-male wires to the pins underneath: 3V3, GND, RX, TX, CEN, followed by connecting the wires to the breadboard: 3V3 to the positive rail, GND to the negative rail, RX, TX, and CEN to their own ranks. I have then attached extra DuPont male-to-male wires to each rank and rail that I will connect to the USB serial adapter. I have switched my FTDI FT232RL serial adapter to 3.3V by moving the jumper accordingly. I have connected RX to TX and TX to RX between the serial adapter and the mini PCB, then 3V3 to 3V3 and GND to GND. I have kept the CEN wire loose and not touching anything, as I was going to later link it to the GND connection after starting the flash process. I have connected the USB serial adapter to my computer and confirmed that the main PCB was powering up. LED switching on, I could hear the USB connection noise, which confirmed all good. After launching the GUI firmware flash tool, I could see that it was showing the correct COM port. At this point, there was a series of struggles, either due to connecting the wire incorrectly, having a loose connection, setting the wrong chip type, baud rate. But I have eventually found that the below worked for me. I have picked BK7238T1 as chip type, and baud rate of 11,200.